Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cristiano, great to have you with us on BT Sport. Let's talk about the movie. It's being billed as Ronaldo the man, Ronaldo the person. What impression do you think people will have of you once they watch the film?
To be honest, I'm not worried about the impression they're going to have about me because it's such a natural movie that I was not thinking about that. Of course, we're always thinking to give a good image, but when you will see the movie, you will see that it's so natural because I'm not an actor. I don't know how to act. So I think the end of the day, I think the result it was great.
We see a lot of your early life and we hear a lot about that. How difficult was it to cope with being away from home at such a young age but still remain focused on your football?
I'm always say it was the toughest time in my life. It was when I left my family with 11 years old to live in a different world, which is Lisbon, in the same country, but it looked like it's a different part of the world. I was crying almost every day to miss my family, but I'm not regret because it was probably the more intense moments in my life that I lived through. So without sacrifice, we cannot win nothing. So I did an unbelievable sacrifice, my family too. And I think it was, I did a good option.
When you had those tough times, could you ever have imagined being in the place that you are today?
Of course no. But I always thinking when I take that decision, I will be a professional player. I will be something in football. This is how I feel, because I was feeling from the beginning that I was different than the other ones. I was more special. I was a special kid. If you can speak with my coaches, my friends, my teammates, everyone see that I was special.
At that time, even with 15 years old, 16 years old, at that time he is at the moment, everybody knows, that he is the best player in the world, the best ever. But at that time, with his age, he was the best player in the world, the best ever. Because with that age, nobody could do what he was doing. It was something unbelievable.
Something that really comes across in the movie is it's a very nice side to you. Actually, we see you with a very strong bond with your son. How has fatherhood changed you?
Well, changed everything. You know, to have Cristiano in a family, one member in the family, a person who have your blood, it's unbelievable. It's a great feeling because I always dreaming to have a kid young. I had with 25 and to have Cristiano to follow his father, to see his father in TV, in life, to play football and want to be like me, for me it's kind of a dream.
Are you surprised by some of the top-level sports journalists still working in this industry who write about you, yet they still have some negative perceptions of you because they still don't really know you?
It's part of the business. I have to respect that. They have to sell. They have to make money. It's normal. It's part of the business. So I respect that. But these people, they are not my friends. So it's normal. Maybe in the beginning I was worried, people who speak bad. But now this is not interfering my the way I see the football, my life, personal life or professional life. For me, this is doesn't matter anymore.
In England, there's often a sense that players are given a hard time by journalists, but also by pundits, so often fellow professionals. Do you think they have the right to criticise you and be critical of your performances?
Of course, I think it's... What I respect more the people is they criticise me about my job. This is our respect, and the people should do that because they are his jobs to do an analysis of about what they see. I'm used to be criticised many years. And I know to live with that. For me, it's not a problem anymore. I live with that, comfortable.
Looking over your career, what would you say was your greatest performance?
A greatest performance? Oh, it's tough. It's tough. I prefer to say a year. Probably the last 2 years, last year, when we win the Champions League here in Madrid. But I have so many great moments, thanks God. Not just here, but in Manchester too, when we win the Champions League, the Cups, the League, when I win the Golden Ball, Golden Boot, here in Real Madrid, I did the same and I win the same. It's hard to say a specific moment. I had so great moments in my career so far that it's not will be fair to mention only one. I have to mention many years, the last 8 years in my point of view, it was amazing. And to be in the top level 8 years is not easy. It's not for everyone. It's hard.
Okay, so what's been the most disappointing moment of your career?
Disappointing. It's kind of the same. When we lost the finals, Champions League or Cups, when you lost the, you know, big competitions, when you don't go through in the groups, national team or Real Madrid or whatever. It's the most complicated moments is when you lost. When you lost and when you lost the finals, or it's the most hardest moments. But it's part. It's part of the job. And we have to live with that because it's normal.
You've played under some amazing football managers as well. What have you learned from each of them?
I learn many things with everyone, not only one, but with everyone. I think it's good, and this has made me feel happy because all the coaches that I had, I learned something. So I'm great. I'm a happy person. I'm a lucky person to share my football, the way I am, the trainings with these great coaches that I had in the past and now.
Someone who's having a bit of a hard time right now is Jose Mourinho. Where on the scale of top football managers would you rate him?
I will put him in the top. I'm always say that. It's a good coach. He did many good things. He win many trophies for the other clubs, but it's, I don't want to speak about the other coaches because, you know, my coach is now it's Benitez, and I'm comfortable. For sure, we're going to win many things together, and I'm happy with that.
What would you say are the differences or the main differences between the Premier League and La Liga?
For me, in my opinion, it's the best leagues in the world, Spanish and English. I think in England they are more honest players. They are faster and stronger than here, but here they have other point, they are more technique. It's different, but I think both, it's great. I had the opportunity to play in both, and I'm so happy because I think they are great. If you see in the Champions League, they always, Spanish team and English teams in a semi-finals, and that it's mean that the football, it's great.
Who do you think are the most exciting young players that are coming through?
So you see many players with potential. For example, I will mention Odegaard, for example, of Madrid. They have 16, still young, but we can see that it's a very good player. Hazard, for example, the number 7 of Manchester, Depay, is a good player too. Pogba, maybe. Neymar. I think you have many, many good players, and it's good for the football.
We see you on in the movie when Lionel Messi wins his 4th Ballon d'Or. It's evident to see your disappointment in your face. Do you think having that rivalry between you has been good for both you and for him?
I'm always disappointing when I'm lost. It's normal. I'm always gonna be like that. I'm not a fake person and gonna hiding when I feel disappointing. But it's not depend on me. For example, in the Golden Ball, don't depend on me. It depends on votes. And votes, you never know what's gonna happen. For example, Golden Boot don't depend on votes. Depends on statistics. It's completely different. But I'm not complaining because I win 3 times and never. Thinking that I will win 1 Golden Ball, so to win 3 for me it's great. Give me great motivation to still work good and hard to achieve more if it's possible. But I'm not worried about that because I think the things coming natural in a right moment. So I want more and more. I still have many years to play football and I want to win more things.
And do you think having that intense rivalry makes you a better player? Having someone who is constantly compared to you, does that make you more motivated to be even better?
But I'm always motivated. And I don't need other players to motivate myself. But of course, Messi is an unbelievable player. And maybe in the end of me, maybe it pushed me more harder to be better and better. Probably, yes.
You don't need to compare Cristiano with this player or any other player. Cristiano, his motivation, he has always all the motivation. He was 6 years in Man United. He was improving a lot. And nobody did like him. He was the best ever in Man United. He's the best ever in Real Madrid. And keeping that performance, it's very difficult. Just a player like Cristiano, just Cristiano can do it.
I try to be the best professional in my job. I try to be the best all the time. Sometimes it's not possible because, you know, we are human beings and we are not machines. But in my mind, I'm the best and I work like the best. So this is going to be my the way I see my life to the end of my life. So this is what I want and what I want to be.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.